If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fans.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not... No, that's not...
Wait.
That's true. You do got me. Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want this.
They don't want it.
Toby and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy. Okay, Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs on the stars with the show, and till then, it's half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a lie about a mold, no proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him, I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Go take a large, so many more. 10 in the mar, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the mar, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cute as can be, you can watch us on YouTube with viewing for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line, whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody! Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM, and a happy Tuesday to everybody out there. Hope you're driving safe, staying safe out there. A little nasty today. We got some of that like Seattle like weather today. It's very gloomy, very rainy. It's gonna get a little chilly this weekend. You know, it is. It's always, but you know what they say. It's always darkest before the dawn, and this is what is happening right before the Miami Hurricanes get ready to take on Indiana in the national championship. Less than a week away now. From your Canes at Hard Rock Stadium. I saw we were littered on my long drive here today. It was littered with billboards. You know, Adidas was peacocking. Both schools, Adidas, you know, they finally got it. What a much maligned decision many years ago when the Canes left Nike and everybody's like, oh, look, they got an all Adidas final. They got to be feeling good, the old three stripes going into this one and this matchup. But it is Goosey's galore. There's no doubt about that. Mario Cristobal, absolutely, in the words of Sergei Bobrovsky, full gust and ready for this matchup. Dan Day, good morning to you. Thank you for sticking around a little bit here today. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Staying high and dry, man. I just need a boat to get out of this place today.
Yeah, it's a rough one. That's for sure. You got to, you know, you're going to be waiting and your feet are going to be wet, especially at the Citadel parking lot that has no drainage. So, it's good to have you here for the time being. Everybody's endeavoring to get in here. It is a bit of a journey. But let's get to our headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai. You always pay less with your Pricito at Doral Hyundai. Visit us at Doral Hyundai or DoralHyundai.com. As last night, your Florida Panthers beat the Buffalo Sabres 4-3, a massive win for the Cats yesterday as they are trying to work their way up from that brutal Atlantic Division. Had to chase down Buffalo, wanted to get a win in regulation. And I got to say, last night was vintage Cats. I just thought, like, the way I know that Paul Maurice, excuse me, was not pleased with their last efforts in the middle of this road trip, and this last performance, I was like, man, they really just felt like they were dictating the terms of the game, the physicality of the game. And you know, you had AJ Greer with a huge pair yesterday. They salted it away, but you know me, when it comes down to the Cats and needing somebody to rise up with a big time performance, you could always look to number 72 between the pipes. And Sergei Bobrovsky with a monster performance. Big time saves. I know if you didn't watch the Cats last night, maybe you were tuned into Monday Night Football, which is what I watched after. Which actually, it timed out perfectly because the game was like 6-3 when I tuned in. And then I just watched the end of Aaron Rodgers. But that Texans defense is unbelievably scary. But in the meanwhile, if you weren't in Cats control yesterday because you're like, they're a little banged up, I don't feel like I'm watching my Cats. Well, you saw your Cats yesterday, and it was a nice performance. Nico Mikola was a monster, and Sergei, dude, he had this save last night, Dan Day. Did you see the full split kick save by Sergei last night? Like the things that this man is doing at his age of 36, 37 years old. So impressive.
Artistic, I have to say. Every time I think, you know, maybe it's time for Sergei to kind of hang it up. Nope.
Yeah. And I think that's the thing that I used to have a saying when it came to the Miami Heat, and it was towards, you know, the vintage years of D Wade, you know, those last three seasons or so. And it was always like when the chips are down, no matter what, thou shalt not doubt Dwayne Wade. It should always be a Heat fan commandment, all right, that he'll dial it up when he needs to in those moments of truth. And I'm starting to get that way with Sergei Bobrovsky as well. It's like, why is anybody doubting that this man is going to rise to the occasion when he's most needed? I know that the numbers don't look fantastic. I know that if you guys just tune in for the Winter Classic, that was a stinker. But when this guy, you know, is needed in the moments of truth, there's no goaltender in this league that you would rather have than Bob. It's not even close. And if you asked anybody, you know, you may look at Hellebuck in Winnipeg. You may look at Otter in Dallas. You may still be a Vasilevskiy guy if you're an idiot. He's actually really good. He still gives me nightmares. But if you're any of those, you know, fine. But Bob's taking them all down. He slayed all of the dragons and comes up with the saves when he needs them. And I thought last night he was absolutely huge. And then Anton Lundell banging in the go-ahead goal in the third period was massive for the Cats. Baby Barkey coming through in the absence of his Finnish mentor as we await. Now they get a bunch of days off. This has been a long road trip. They get a bunch of days off, and we get to go take on another one of our friends, the Carolina Hurricanes, who, I mean, Rob Brind'Amour just has nightmares. Every day he wakes up in a cold sweat thinking about Paul Maurice giving him handshake rules. And I enjoyed yesterday's performance thoroughly. So great job by Bob yesterday. Great job by the Cats to get a win, and now they get to rest up a little bit. They'll practice in the middle of the week, and then they'll go back to Carolina for Friday. And I think they got Washington on Saturday. And then I was wondering, does that mean that the White House visit is coming this weekend? Are they visiting the White House on Sunday? Do you do two straight White House visits? I feel like the champ always goes to the White House, Dan Day. Is that usually tradition, or are they kind of been there, done that with that?
Yeah, you're supposed to go every time you win a championship, so I wouldn't be surprised if they make the trip.
I feel like Sunday would be the time that they would do it. I mean, I don't know is the White House closed on Sunday? Is it a government building? I don't know what the rules are.
I don't know if the government shuts. Oh, no, the government does shut. Well, definitely shuts down.
I don't know what the rules are for the White House visits. Anyway, Cats win last night. AJ Greer, huge pair. Anton Lundell, go-ahead goal. Carter! Three assists. Sam Bennett had a pair of assists. Rhino started the scoring for the Panthers. By the way, one note for you guys. The Panthers have moved the start time of Monday night's game. If you had tickets, if you're a crazed Cats fan, or maybe you just feel, you know what, I want to go to sporting events a little bit more reasonably priced. Because, oh my God, those national championship prices. I want to get into that a little bit. But the Cats have moved their start time of Monday's game against the San Jose Sharks to 6 o'clock, 6 p.m. Now, from what I understand, the game itself is not going to kick off for realsies until 7:50. They say 7:30, but with all the pomp and circumstance and pregame ceremonies and everybody's got to get their shine, Dan, I think it's still the real start time, I believe I saw today on Twitter, is not till 7:50. So the Cats game will be pretty much in hand by that time.
Yeah, that's what really aggravates me. They say 7:30, but then they send us emails to the media and says the actual kickoff time will be 7:50. Why not just put 7:50? Why do you have to send an email to confirm that it's not actually 7:30, that's 7:50? Just give us the real time.
I don't know, dude. I don't know. That's always been a thing. I know that usually looks in media, you want an even start time for sure. But in baseball, you know, it always was a first pitch time. That's but you always tuned into the TV at 7 for a 7:10 first pitch. You know, we all kind of got the moves there. Marlins these days start at 6:40. It's a little weird, but whatever. Miami Heat are back on the hardwood tonight. They're taking on the Phoenix Suns at 7:30. Norm Powell, questionable with a back injury. He missed the last game against the Thunder and the game before that against Indiana. He looked like he played with a back injury because he couldn't nail a damn shot. So we'll see what's up with Norm. And then Jalen Green out for the Suns. He has a hamstring injury for them. The Canes, hoops team. I don't know if you guys have tuned into that lately either. But Jay Lucas, he has these guys playing incredibly right now. 14-2 on the season. They've started 3-0 in ACC play. I was watching it last night from a Miller Ale House in Jupiter, or it was actually Saturday afternoon at a Miller Ale House, because I dragged my family. Oh, man. I dragged my family to Jupiter to pick up my Frozen Iguanas hat. The Palm Beach Cardinals have changed their name on Saturdays to the Palm Beach Frozen Iguanas. So I ordered the hat. And then it said pre-order, but then it said, it may not be available right away. I was like, okay. So then they make me download this app. And the app gives you status, like you would on Amazon. Oh, it's delivered. It's status delivered, whatever. So, and Ricardo's like, you're so stupid. I'm not stupid. This is a great minor league team, Ricardo. You're stupid. But this app told me, it's like got the status, and then it goes like, it even has like a little GPS, Dan, bing, bing, of your package. And it says, order ready to pick up. And I was like, okay, cool. My order's ready to pick up. I live 20 minutes away from the stadium. I will drive up to Roger Dean Stadium and I will pick up my hat. And I get there. I didn't even know this, but the Frozen Iguanas were having Fan Fest, aka the Palm Beach Cardinals, were having Fan Fest outside Roger Dean. I go to the tent. They don't even have, they say pick up at the store. And I was like, all right, where's the store? Closed. They're doing construction. The store was a tent. And I was like, this is not going to go well. So I go to the sweet lady, who's running the register. I said, hello, I'm here to pick up my... And I see when I walk up, I was excited because I saw the Frozen Iguanas display. They had the jersey. They had the hat. I was like, hey, I'm here for my hat. I pre-ordered it. Said it was ready. She's like, all right, what's your name? I give her my name. She goes... And this is what confused me about it. She goes under the table and looks like she's looking for something. And I'm like, she goes, what's that name again? And I said, Brendan Tobin. I don't have it. All right. It says you have it. It's right here. Just give me that one. I don't care. Is that my size? She goes, I can't. They're not going to be ready till April. I'm like, April? Why do you have it? Look, I'm telling you right now. I show her the app. I'm like, look, bing. It's like got the radar on it. Frozen Iguanas hat. No hat. And Dan, this is the second time I've done this to Mrs. Tobin, because I did this lame ass move when it was 2012 with the new Marlins gear coming out, because we live there. And I was like, where? And they were unveiling all the Marlins gear. And they're like, where's it available? Sawgrass Marlins store. I'm like, that's kind of far for us. Or the Jupiter Hammerhead store. So I was like, hey, honey, we're going to go. I want to get me a new Marlins hat. Did this. They didn't have one hat in stock when they were available that day. So she looks at me. She goes, it's 2012 all over again. I say all this to just say, we didn't want to go away empty-handed, so we went to the Ale House, and I threw on the Canes game, and I watched Jay Lucas and the Canes kick ass against Georgia Tech. That's all that story was for.
I was going to say, you didn't score a lot of points that day, and nope. I was guessing that meal was a little awkward and quiet because your old lady probably not, let's just say, exactly happy with you after that incident.
She was not. She was not. She married a dork. She knows that, but anywho. Good luck to the Canes tonight, 7 o'clock, against those whiny babies of Notre Dame. Let's see if the basketball team shows up. Let's see if that's up to their standard. I saw yesterday that I can't believe that they unveiled this yesterday, where the Notre Dame, they have their own version of Hard Knocks. You know, everybody has these shows. I think it's called Here Comes the Irish. And they decided it was a good idea. The season's over. There's no need for more shows. They decided it was a good idea to unveil the episode where they decide to not play in the Pop-Tart Bowl. And this coach is sitting there. He goes, I got to tell you guys, you know, he's so clearly, because he's getting, you know, recruited for NFL jobs. He so clearly didn't want to be in the Pop-Tart Bowl. And we never heard one of the players talking. So, like, Dan, they have like this over, you know, ever watch Hard Knocks and they have the overhead meeting shot. This guy's just yammering at his players, who all look bored out of their mind, on Here Comes the... You guys make whatever decision you feel like you need to make. And then like they cut to the interview. He goes, and I was proud of those guys, because it's not just like they said, hell nah, we don't want to play in that game. They had reasons. Doesn't give the reasons. But then they just go back to the meeting And he's just talking to these guys. Nobody has anything to say. None of the players are like, so you guys, you're deciding for everybody else. You got to make those decisions. And then he's just back to the interview. I'm really just, these guys showed such leadership not going to the Pop-Tart Bowl. I'm like, why would you air this? Why would you air such lunacy of your team deciding we're so hurt by not being in the pop? They had one guy who was just like, when they go to the, them not making the playoffs, the kid's like, we felt like we had the rug pulled out from under us. And I was like, oh, okay. Well, that's, so I guess the rug, the having the rug pulled out from, oh, hello! I guess having the rug pulled out from under you means that you're above the Pop-Tart Bowl. So anyway, Canes, Irish, you got that tonight. I imagine that's on AM 560. And the Heat, they will be on FM 104.3 WQM. I'll let everybody get settled in. We'll go to commercial break, and we'll be back with more after this. And welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Streaming live on YouTube and Twitch, the channel. 104.3 WQAM on YouTube. Miami 104.3 WQAM on Twitch. I didn't end up getting the hat, by the way, Leroy. That was, yeah, I never.
I know.
Have the hat.
What in the world?
I showed him, though. I showed him the, it says ready to pick up. It's not. They're lying to me. It's okay. I'm still going to be.
My favorite is when FedEx tells you be out between 8 and 12. And then at like 10, it goes, change of plans. Be out on Monday.
Right.
Like, wait a minute.
That's insane.
Right.
Yeah, whenever Amazon does a thing where they say, hey, your package is running late and it's going to take you an extra day. I'm so used to getting things now, even in hours. I'm like, what do you mean? Right. I feel betrayed.
Think about how it was when you couldn't even track it.
Right. Yeah.
You had to do the, it gets there when it gets there.
Gets there when it gets there.
Now you can track it, which is the greatest thing about Amazon.
Yep.
Right?
Crazy,
what?
Dude.
I can order this and get it later?
I know. I love an overnight, gets in that window. Vlad, how are you? Good morning, man. How are you?
I'm good.
It's good to have you here. How much did you and you, Leroy, enjoy what happened to Aaron Rodgers last night?
Leroy probably had a fiesta, but
I
didn't
care. I was like,
Leroy landed in the pool.
Run, Aaron! Run! Get out of the way! Y'all just throw it away. Just throw it to nobody. There you go. Intentional grounding. Oh, yeah. I was like, everybody's like, what is wrong with you? I said, I don't know what came over me. I don't know what happened.
All I can think about watching that yesterday. First of all, I thought when he had the fumble that got returned by the big guy.
How does Rankins? The big guy? How does but he just goes under the pile?
Yeah.
Pulls out the ball and starts running. I'm like, that never happens.
Wait, what about the sack where he didn't even get touched?
He tripped.
Yeah.
No, he didn't trip. They just pushed his lineman into him, and he was just like, I'm falling.
He definitely looked at that point like he was done.
Oh, really?
Like, I don't think I'm doing this anymore.
You need six or 7 months of this? 8 months of this? You don't think it catches up to you?
When the scoop and score happened, I didn't think he was getting out of that pile. I was like, oh, I think he was in the turf.
What about the pick when he did a drive-by?
No!
He just kept running to the bench. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No. This is like, contrary to popular belief, this is how 40 ends football. Mm. Like, Phillip Rivers, he gave you 2 good weeks, and then they were like, play the young guy.
That's all you got.
That's all I got.
That's all you got.
I mean, he got eliminated, so there wasn't really a
no, I know, but still.
Unbelievable, man. That was a – that look, good for what was it? It was Tyrese Halliburton back in the day when they won the gold, and he said, when you get an A on the group project, didn't do anything. That was CJ Stroud last night. He didn't do anything.
Oh, my dude, game. He was trying what to get the terrible. Game.
Wait. So I was talking to my boy, Matt, and he said, man, I don't know. Stroud might be point shaving. I say, or his center.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, what about – hold on. What about the kicker that kicked the ball – underneath the crossbar and nobody touched it?
Oh my god.
I'm like, what are you guys doing? You don't want to win. You don't want to advance in the playoffs. That's what I'm sitting here looking at TV. Y'all don't want
to
win.
It felt like a game of nobody who wanted to advance.
How in the hell can you have three turnovers in a playoff game, almost have two more, and still have the lead? That means the team that you're playing sucks.
Or the defense that you have is really, really good.
Oh, my goodness. Dude, here's what people don't – let me break this down for you in football terms. The most disrespectful thing you can do to an offense is sack the quarterback TFLs with three or four men rushing. They basically played that game. They didn't really blitz. They only rushed their basic guys, three or four guys, and got sacks, strip fumbles, picks, forced him to throw the ball away with just those three or four guys. You don't need to know who the secondary is if you can do that.
Rough.
You got guys back there playing dominoes in the middle of the field.
What do you think is going to happen to Mike Tomlin now? Because everybody's now pointing out the number. It's seven straight playoff losses. He hasn't won since 2016 in the playoffs. And you know the team that he beat? Dolphins. Matt Moore.
Let me explain it to you this way. There's two ways of doing this. You can say we're always in the hunt, right? Or you say, we have a better team and we should be able to advance farther than this. And one of the things that I'll say about what Mike Tomlin has done is he's built a culture there that no matter who's playing, know they have to play up to a certain standard. And it may not always be good enough, but I would like you to go in those last 7 years and look at the quarterbacks that he's played with and say, if I put another coach in that situation or if I had put a new coach in that situation, would it be any different than it ended up being? And that's how you kind of have to look at it.
And this is kind of the thing where, you know, people will argue, like there is honor in being competitive. This is a little bit what the Heat are going through right now. Like, there's honor in being competitive and never wanting to take a step back and always trying to win as many games as possible, which is what really Mike Tomlin's been defined by. But, you know, the last guy, I think he just tied Marvin Lewis's record, and that was the Bengals in the Marvin Lewis. Like, they always made the playoffs, but they were never good enough. They finally tanked. They got Joe Burrow. So I just think that
– you think that
– is there a time even as an organization? Because the Spurs did this with Wembanyama, nobody would credit – nobody would look at the Spurs and say they're not a winning organization. Is it to your benefit to always try and do that? And I think the competitive person would be like, yeah, of course, you always want to win as many games as possible, but you're never going to get that guy if you're drafting at 25 and you can get Kenny Pickett as your QB.
Okay, but that's kind of how they got Ben Roethlisberger.
What was he, though? He was 20? He wasn't that.
No, he wasn't. He's like six.
He was a top 10.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. But I would just... I'm torn in these two ideologies because a good coach in a bad situation that makes lemonade out of lemons, why are we discrediting him, right? And saying that it's time to move on to what? Who else would have did what he did? And that's what separates him
right
from other coaches in my mind is that if I would have taken and put in any other coach in that situation with those quarterbacks, do we still have the same coach? No. It's like they're doing it with John Harbaugh. John Harbaugh is a little different, though, because I think he has some issues with the quarterback.
Yes, and the quarterback had issues with the OC at least, too, and he didn't want to get rid of the OC.
Right. So that's the problem, and that's the difference. But I don't – it happened down here. Remember the coach, all we do is go to the playoffs and lose in the first. Like
I did.
Now you
and they haven't gotten back.
Right. So I don't know – as a player, I always want a chance. You don't know what could – you don't know when one playoff season, there's been wild cards, you end up being the the Jets that went to back-to-back AFC championship games, or you be the eighth seed or or and end up doing what Miami's doing now,
mm-hmm.
or a play-in in Miami. You, as long as you get there, you have a chance. But to say we got there, but we ain't good enough, I would like Pittsburgh Steelers fans to answer this question. With who else and where would should you have gone? Where, like, with this roster, with these players, with this quarterback, with this run game, with these wide receivers, because I'm going to tell you, you know why Seattle let DK Metcalf go? Because he can't catch. I know it's terrible. I know you don't want to hear that. But when you talk about having receivers and stuff like that and having guys who could catch the ball, he's not one of them.
Couldn't even catch that guy's face. He missed.
But here, Leroy questions Rodgers for only having one, but sure does ignore Tomlin having one Super Bowl just as long ago. Coaching is different, though. Right? Coaching is different simply because, like, you don't always put all the product on the field. You're just coaching them up. And what I would say about the difference between Mike Tomlin and Aaron Rodgers is that Aaron Rodgers lost with teams that were top of the NFL.
So did Mike Tomlin over the last 15 years.
Okay, but like
not recently though.
Not like, recently.
No team in the last. I mean, like, what's the last Pittsburgh Steelers team you really thought had a chance? Not since Roethlisberger retired.
I mean, Roethlisberger retired what 5 years ago?
Yeah, what? But like the last. You remember the last 2-3 years of Ben Roethlisberger?
He could barely move.
Yeah, they had.
He was portly.
Weren't they like 10-1, and then had a loss to Cleveland in at home.
They lost a playoff game
to Cleveland. Yeah.
Yeah, with Baker.
It is interesting, though. Everybody seems to think with Tomlin, like, because obviously, I'll tell you one thing. If he's free, I mean, like, that's the full court press, right? Like, that's the guy you want.
Yeah, if you don't get a coach before that.
Even over Harbaugh.
He's no longer hip-hop enough?
Here.
Yeah, no. You're talking about full circle. He's like, oh, yeah. Well, I don't think any of those guys are there anymore, though.
Here's the crazy thing is that you think Miami will wait? Because you know it's going to be so Miami? Know. They're going to sign
Kevin Stefanski.
They're going to get a coach mm-hmm. by the time the end of this week. And then Mike Tomlin and Pittsburgh are going to part ways next Monday.
Harbaugh feels very much like he's going to the Giants. Like
yeah, he's not coming. The Giants are going to give him carte blanche, yeah, whatever you
I
want.
I think he's going to the Giants. I think that's donezo.
Do you think you could get that with a new GM?
I don't know.
A new GM's not going to hire a coach and say, you got all the power. That's a weird dynamic to me because.
Fire Shane.
Huh?
They'll just let Shane go. That's all.
They'll
let the GM go.
No, I'm talking about here.
Oh, you talking about, well.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
he's saying would Tomlin come here with another GM in place? I don't know.
No, I'm not saying Tomlin. I'm saying that's why I knew John Harbaugh wasn't coming.
Oh, yeah. I think
you just hire a brand new GM, his first gig, and you want him to all of a sudden hire somebody he's going to relinquish all the power to?
It kind of feels when we unwind it, though, like if you go back in the days, it kind of feels like Miami was thrown out there just to like, because if he wanted that much money, it sounds like, well, you know, who does he know that has a lot of money? Like,
it has nothing to do with the money, though.
I mean, it doesn't have nothing to do with the money. If you can
no,
get
every – listen, when a coach like that becomes free, the money is not the primary issue. The issue is how much control over the roster, the team structure, the decisions that go on with the team. That's the part that they argue about when you're a veteran coach.
But if you were his agent, because I get you, but like if you were like, because Tomlin's going to go out in this market and he's going to expect all the same things, I would imagine, if he wanted to. And now there's a lot of rumors that say he might go into media. He might do TV, which I think is funny because he's like the king of the short one-liners.
Mm-hmm.
But he also might be great at it. I don't know. He might be excellent.
I mean, 19 years, he don't need to coach.
No, he definitely doesn't need to coach. Or
and
he just
he's not an old dude.
Takes the break. You know, right. the recharge. Sean Payton did that.
I mean, we thought Bill Carr was going to do that. Never came back.
Never came back.
Right. I mean, it's.
I've never heard him say an interesting thing in my life either. He's just been sitting on that CBS show every single.
That jaw.
Every Sunday. I've
that
never
that
jaw.
That's
yeah.
all.
I've that never. I, you couldn't
you,
tell.
You know he played for Cleveland.
Did he really?
Yeah.
The one gig he won, he never got.
What was that?
The Giants. He wanted the Giants job. Yeah. But it never opened because Coughlin was winning and all of that. So, and then after, by that time, he was just done with coaching.
Coughlin's frozen face in Green Bay.
Don't matter. He won.
We'll take a break here on the program. More to come. We're back after this. Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Gets a little 15 minutes of heat here, brought to you by Doral Kia. You always pay less with your price. See to at Doral Kia. Visit us at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com. The Heat, they're back on the hardwood tonight, 7:30 against the Phoenix Suns. Norman Powell questionable with a back injury, as Suns have been playing some good basketball this year. The Miami Heat right now have not been playing good basketball.
No.
They have not been playing good basketball.
Not at all.
Bam Adebayo can't hit a shot. Kalel Ware's back to 15-minute land.
I think that's the
Tyler Hero with the team has not equated to anything good, and yeah, that's about it. I think I've covered covered where things are at.
I think we put a lot of.
It seems like they've also thrown that new offense in the garbage.
Oh, because we got some walkers.
Nah, yeah, they're just like we're going back. No screens. Yeah, we're going back to screens. We're doing pick and roll. We're going to all that. You know, which is, by the way, it's exactly what happened with this offense last year in Memphis, where like halfway through the season they were out on it. And I do wonder if the pace
wears you down,
just wore them down too much.
Yeah.
And they're just like, you have a couple of games where it doesn't work and you get sick of it, because this is almost reminiscent of exactly what happened last year in Memphis. And we'll see,
well, it if you're going to play that style of offense, you need to be rotating 9 to 10 guys. And if you're not doing that, then you're just basically exhausting everybody. And I think that's a bit of it too, because, yeah, you want to do that, but then when you get put 3 players in the doghouse, now you got the other guys, running. I don't know.
I just think, who tunes into this game every night, this team every single night that they play, and you're like, great, I don't get to see the players I enjoy watching the most because other guys are blocking their way or we got veterans out there. Like, I think most people on this team right now, if you're watching the Heat, you've probably enjoyed watching Jaime. You like watching Kalel. You like watching Pella play his ass off.
Jovic
is starting to come along, and it's just like, I don't even get to see. I got to see Spo teased me like a stripper. He gave me like a little Lithuanian, and then all of a sudden, no more. He's out. Go back to Sioux Falls. Shows me a little skin, Spo, and then all of a sudden, takes away Kasper Jonas from me. You can't do that. He doesn't go to hit 6.
Did I not tell you that was going to happen?
It's not fair.
That's what he does.
I want the young guys out there balling. Sitting here, gonna bang my head against the wall with this stuff. Does he not get sick of the same team?
If anybody has a problem with what you're saying, then I would say, prove to me that not playing them makes your team that much better.
Right. Right. Yeah, yeah. How much worse? What are they gonna be? Oh, what are you gonna be? 2 games under 500? Dude, I've seen you win 40 games with Roddy Magruder. Come on, Spo. Doing here, dude? This is
sometimes
insane.
Sometimes listen,
and
sometimes beggars can't be choosers, right? Like, you can't, based on what your team is, to demand a lot of these things of the players that are probably contributing the most is a little bit unfair.
It's wild to me. It's just a crazy thing. And then he comes back with some cockamamie answer. Oh, the standard's the standard.
I've been complaining about this a lot longer than you have.
I don't think you have been. I don't think you have been.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think you have been.
The Kalel pout mouth and on the end of the bench when Spo gives him the look and we don't see him no more.
It's just ridiculous. Like, who's watched this? Like, how does he possibly see this? And they're just like, yeah.
I think once you've proven that Kalel is okay with tough love, right? And he's shown that. Now you fight with him through it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you get on him, but you encourage him at the same time, because that's going to make your team better. If you get frustrated with something he did and put him on the bench, then that's not really tough love. That's kind of quitting, like, for lack of a better word. Like, And I think he's going to be one of the, you know, he's going to play a major role if this Heat team does anything.
Dolphin Kane says Tobin is ready to trade Spo to Portland again. I'm not ready to trade him. Spo is a legend, all right? He'll never have me say anything otherwise. You know, my theoretical trade when I was trying to get Damian Lillard, that was even years ago. It
still happened.
It was the pandemic, though. Pandemic brain, it's not the same, you know, different times.
Like
different
me times. Watching Game of Thrones.
And what do I say? No, well, that did happen. But, you know, we all know the saying. What is the motto of this show? July sports talk doesn't count. It doesn't count. July sports talk doesn't count, dude. It doesn't count. But I'm just, you know, it's just crazy to me that he sits here and he's just like, yeah, that can't help us. And then, like, and then he's in and he's out. And he's like, yep, you know, it's coming together. That lineup should be a lot better. But, like, you have Bam Adebayo going through the worst offensive slump in his career, and you're not going to not play him. Like, why is that duo? Why is that getting blamed on Khalil that Bam can't hit a shot? Like, it doesn't make sense to me. It's not
maybe
Bam.
There's something we don't see or realize, or I don't know.
It's Khalil's fault that Bam's assaulting the rim every single night.
He is assaulting.
I mean, like, how is that Khalil Ware's fault? I don't understand it.
Right.
I don't get that. That's strange to me. And, like, I know we're trying to do whatever we can. And everybody at this you know, who listens to our show, know we all think the world of Bam. We love Bam, right?
Yeah, of course.
He stinks right now. And I don't even want to hear about people are talking about, oh, it's the system. It doesn't make him comfortable. He wasn't bitching about the system early on when it was humming and he was hitting shots. Now all of a sudden the system's a problem? Get out of here. He's not hitting shots. That's that. I've seen this slump from Bam. Maybe not this bad, but I've seen these same issues all over his career when that happens. When he goes into these funks and he gets crazy with the jump hook and he tries to spam it and he can't, and it's a wet fart every time he throws it up there. It's not the system. He's in a slump. Got to play through it. But also, don't take Khalil Ware off the floor. Now, what do you do? Who do you bench? I don't know. If you're not going to bench Tyler, which is what you did for a game.
Oh.
You really stuck to your guns there, Spo.
Here. It's time that we coach to win and not to hurt people's feelings.
Yes! What are we saving feelings for?
You have to, because you can say what you want about Bam. He's not being very good offensively, but he's doing something on defense. When you watch Tyler, if Tyler ain't scoring, 4-5.
Yeah, he got turned late. He was used as a parking cone that last game.
Now, take Tyler with a hurt toe.
Yep.
Right? So instead of a right turn, he's rounding it off.
I don't know what the answer is. But
the answer is
I don't know what the answer is, but I
take
do,
feelings out of it.
But I do know the answer is, like, less Khalil Ware is not good for this team. The record says it.
Everybody got to leave their ego at the door. You got to coach to win.
Right.
And whoever has hurt feelings, you can do one of two things. Get better or understand the situation. Like, that's the reality of sports. Like, why as a coach would you rather lose games to prove a point?
Because I don't think he's trying to prove a point. I think he thinks this is the solution, and it's not.
Right.
I think he's just wrong on the solution.
Right.
You know, I think it always comes down to, like, oh, he thinks it's an execution thing, and I get it. Khalil Ware is going to have some lapses in the game, right? But, you know,
somebody said Bam's never been good offensively.
He's never been an offensive first player, but right. he's been a rock solid offensive player.
I mean, I think of Bam as being like a 2010 guy.
2010 is like how many guys are averaging 2010?
No, not a lot.
Not a lot.
Not a lot.
He's not right now though. This year it's 14 and, like, you know, 9. It's bad. Yeah. It's bad. I'm not. There's no way to sugarcoat.
No. It is what it is. Like, but again, I would say, like, this happens easier in football. You know what I'm saying?
Show Pony says, Bam sucks offensively. Less shots he shoots, the better. If he takes 10 shots a game, it's good for the team. Well, actually, I would disagree with that, Show Pony, who you keep changing your alias. Don't think we don't notice. But it's he's literally done that. Like, these have been, the shots have been going away. It's been fewer and fewer and fewer shots.
Now it's a confident thing.
That's not good. That's not good. Because if you're not a threat on the floor, that's not good for other teams guarding you. So if you're going to make him think that you got in somebody's head right away, that's not good. I'm not saying you want him. Is Bam ever going to be a 23 shots? No, it's not what he's going to do. But like 8, 7, 10, he's been doing that. Go look at his shot chart.
He's got 20. I think he's got to take 15 shots.
It's a rough watch right now. It's a rough watch. They need to find something.
It is, and unlike most teams, when they struggle on offense, their defense pays.
And who are you guys facing? Phoenix, Boston,
OKC. Could be a rough week. Could be a rough week.
Before the West Coast trip?
Yeah. Could be a rough week. Oof. Could be a rough week.
Wow.
Man.
I don't like hearing the pressers after the game.
Yeah.
Because I'm
enough of it.
That's not what I saw.
He's about, what do you think? If they lose tonight, he goes with Beauty in the Struggle. Does he go with, what does he go with? He goes.
Hold the rope.
Hold on the rope.
Hold on the rope.
We got to do tough things. He's going to do a tough things.
This.
Hit the table. Yeah.
I don't know how to tell you guys this.
Right.
You know.
I won't be boots on the ground tonight. I will be Thursday. But.
Oh, really?
Wait. You going to go boots the ground and back?
Yeah. Yeah.
Good luck with that.
Thank you.
Got us like
you'll definitely go for Boston.
Got us. We have a championship game coming here. We're gonna be boots on the ground coverage at a Radio Row. It's Goosies
in Miami.
Yes. Why they want to do it on South Beach, I don't know.
Okay. Well,
wait. Time out. Hold on.
I don't know why they want to do that.
Stop. Don't do that because this is the same location that they go to for the Super Bowl.
I know, and we thought that was stupid
too.
So,
that location.
You know when it was great, Vlad? When they did it in Broward. That was a convenient convention center.
Oh, that's because for you guys.
That was a good convention center.
It's a struggle down there. They don't play.
We'll take a break, get you caught up with your headlines. Mario Cristobal with some thoughts on the Hoosiers. He's focused. Back after this.